Hi, I'm Diana, and I'm sitting here with managing partner Sandra Ziskind and retired OPP officer and safety ambassador to Diamond & Diamond, Mr. Cam Woolley. Today, we're talking about your insurance coverage, the proposed changes by the Ontario government, and some of the pitfalls and benefits of having the right policy for you and your family.
It's problematic. So essentially, the Ontario government, in an effort to save money for the insurance on insurance, and I understand everyone wants to save money on insurance, they want to do an opt-in policy instead of a... So what it is now is you buy coverage and you're sort of covered for everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. That's what you think and that's what you do. But what they want to do is exclude certain coverages to make them opt-in. And Cam, you and I know nobody is going to opt in to these benefits.
Wait. What are we opting into?
So it's problematic. Some things are problematic. And don't get me wrong, I love Doug and I love a lot of what he does, but this one's problematic for me. The income replacement benefits, for example. Yeah. So if you get into an accident, one of the things they're proposing is that you don't get automatically your income replaced. So think about it. You get into an accident. It takes 2 to 4 years for an accident to settle.
Right.
You're not making an income. And you have to pay your mortgage, you have to pay for your family,
you have
to pay for things.
That benefit through your work or
correct.
Anything like that.
Correct, which a lot of people don't. A lot of people are independent contractors. A lot of people are business owners. They don't have that. Mm-hmm. And they don't have EI or access to EI. Now you're on the hook. And the problem is, Cam, would you agree with me? You just would save mere pennies on this sort of thing by the end of the day.
Yeah, one key piece of advice I give to everybody is don't just go buy insurance online and click on the boxes and do
get
that.
Get the cheapest, right?
I can't even buy a shirt online without getting paranoid.
So well, sit down with a broker. I just did it again. I try and do it every year, and it was about an hour and a half going through. We went line by line, and I actually asked about the proposals, and we looked at the insurance that was... That will be optional. And some of it was $30, some of it was $25, some of it was $50. So the risk is massive. And at the end, I might have saved maybe $20 a month.
By not getting the extras.
By not getting some of these extras. And,
correct.
You know, like a couple hundred bucks to some people is a lot. But when you break it down monthly, it's not. I think you're foolish. And I think you should sit down with a broker and look at everything. There are savings to be had in insurance. But you have to be smart about it. And the problem is most people don't know what the policy covers. And there's so many. I actually compared different companies, about 8 of them. Mm-hmm. And then none of them call the coverage the same thing.
Right.
So somebody, this package covers these 5 things, but doesn't cover 3 others. The other outfit, it covers a different package. So
that
you
really grinds my gears, because it's just like, especially for new drivers, how like to have all these unlimited options of what you can add and not have, like who do you, your broker, I guess, would be the one to
you should go to a broker that represents multiple companies.
Right.
Because there's some of them will accept certain risks that others won't. Some of them go for a certain demographic. So you will find, I saved about 35% switching companies a few years ago from
right.
one company that advertises a lot. Mm-hmm. Went to the broker and they said, we can get you a better deal here.
And for the same coverage, that's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
want to make
actually
sure.
Actually better. I upgraded.
Right. You need to make sure that your coverage. So, for example, on a standard form policy that they're going
right
to give you, that they're going to give you,
yeah.
and you probably have this if you think about it,
yeah.
you have $1 million worth of coverage.
Right.
Okay, great. The problem is if you hit somebody and you do more than $1 million of coverage, technically you are on the hook personally for over $1 million. Now, think about it for a second. Most people don't, but you have assets.
Take my car and condo too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Technically, you could go. Somebody could take your car and condo away.
They
could take your assets away. So you know you're saving money, like Cam said, for short, small amounts of money. So like I upgraded mine from $1 million to $10 million of coverage, only because then I know I'm covered up to, if I do up to $10 million of coverage, nobody can come after me personally.
Right.
And for that upgrade, I think it cost me $150 for the year for the year.
Not per month.
Not per month, for the year. These upgrades are so small and tiny.
Yeah.
And that's what we're worried about. See, you don't know about that. And most people don't know about that. Because brokers don't take the time. They take more time with the life insurance policies. When you go for a life insurance policy, they'll ask you, what's your assets? What are you protecting? But for car insurance, for some reason, they don't do it. And like Cam said, it can be so critical to have it. I'm thinking about, I don't know if you remember, Cam, you'll remember this. Diana, you won't remember this because you're very young. But
very young.
But Hulk Hogan's son got into a car accident and he killed somebody in Miami. And at the time, his business advisor told him, you don't need insurance. You're so rich.
Oh.
Yeah. Smart business advice. So they didn't have any insurance on the car. So they sued the Hogan family. Personally, the Hogan family had all that, you know, WWE money. Had he just had the insurance, they wouldn't have to pay out of pocket. So they ended up paying, the son actually went to jail and it was a whole thing, but they actually had to end up paying out of pocket. Now, while insurance is mandatory in Canada, as it is in the US, but in the US you can have a Geico policy for $10,000 and then you cover the insurance. You don't need to have the $1 million.
Right.
Here in Canada, almost everyone has a million. The problem is, it's exactly like Cam said, a million is often not enough. And then if you, so just for these extra little bonuses, these extra little amounts per year, $100, $200, you're covered, your family is safe and secure. And then the problem is people get into accidents and they're like, oh, crap, I didn't know. Right. Nobody told me. Right. I didn't know I can't. And now they're taking away more of these benefits.
Okay. So wait, question. You have that $1 million and from that $1 million, they're going to pay you your income replacement benefits, like you said, any other benefits that they might pay you out, plus the guy, let's say you were at fault for the accident.
So it's $1 million for liability. It's $1 million on pain and suffering.
Okay.
And any income loss on top of that. But if you have a person, let's
for the
say,
other party,
correct.
Let's say you're at fault.
Okay, third party. So let's say you hit a person who's like a healthy 45-year-old person,
right,
working full time that has to support a family. Mm-hmm. And now that person is out their $60,000 salary a year, you're on the hook for that. Mm-hmm. And that adds up quickly to $2-4 million. We don't have excessive awards here like they do in the States for punitives and that sort of thing. But if somebody is genuinely out of pocket, you can genuinely be on the hook for it. And I think Cam is right. Brokers don't get involved enough. People just go for the cheapest insurance, thinking they're saving money. And then they're shocked when they can't support their family for 2 to 4 years pending a lawsuit on themselves.
Right.
The other thing the upage of coverage does, which most people don't do, and which is why I did it, and I think a lot of brokers don't talk to you about it, is so if you hit, if I have $10 million worth of coverage, you have $1 million, you hit me.
Yeah.
My insurance will cover the $9 million differential.
Oh.
For myself as well. So not only am I insuring it from another person that I would have to pay out, but essentially it would cover me if my damages are over $1 million.
And if theirs couldn't cover it either.
Correct.
It sounds like a lot of money, but you've got two kids and they each bring a friend and driving along in the SUV and maybe bad weather, you lose it and crash and everybody's badly hurt.
It goes,
$2 million is gone.
It goes beyond.
Real fast. I've run into that actually in court as an OPP officer. The court process, as everybody knows, sometimes takes years and then maybe later in civil court. I've encountered people before that have lost everything over a collision. Maybe it was a kid or a spouse that did it. I knew one, actually a police officer I knew that from back in the day when Ontario used to allow people to be self-insured, wife went through a stop sign in the 60s, and it was a horrible crash, and they paid for it for the rest of their lives. They never owned a house.
It's awful.
My goodness.
And they were paying for it forever.
Don't forget, so if you have $1 million of coverage on liability, and you hit, exactly like Cam said, you hit a car with three people, it's not $1 million per person, it's $1 million for everyone, right? Oh, so each person's injuries can easily go over $1 million each.
I gotta call my broker.
Well, you're broken. But when you think about it, you get in a collision, say somebody like a teacher, they make say around $100,000 a year,
right?
And they're say 30 years old or 25. there's many, many years of 100 grand. Yeah. Like that. That only covers sort of 10 years.
So right. Just right now, as of right now, what they're proposing is just the opt-in for the income replacement benefits.
Income replacement benefits.
And some other things too. Yeah.
Aren't they kind of terrible anyways?
They were terrible, but it was $1,600 a month. And that's still $1,600 a month. It was still low. It was still ridiculous, but at least it was something.
Kids that could live off of $1,600
a month. I know, but it was something. It was something. And it was at least something. So if we start to chip away at the benefits, then what's going to happen is people are going to become more dependent on the system, more dependent on Ontario Disability, more dependent on the welfare system. And it's just not good from all ends. What we need is more coverage, not less coverage. And like Cam said, we don't have enough education out there to get people to get more coverage.
It sounds like the insurance companies are benefiting out of everything here.
Well, what you want to shop for?
Right. See what I did there? All by myself.
But it's so technical. You want to shop as it's, and it changes all the time.
Right.
So you want to shop for a broker that you can develop a relationship with. They all want to sell you the product. And right. When you put your car and if you have home and or cottage or business together, they'll work hard for you and they'll be honest with you. And then they're also, if you deal with a broker that handles multiple lines, I found when I just
went. Because you have multiple cars, you have a home, you have other kinds
but
of
vehicles. I saved a bunch of money. So right. it my current insurance bill now, which was okay before, is actually with upgrades.
Right.
Is a couple hundred dollars less by being strategic. Right. And that's with lots of vehicles and off-road stuff and snowmobile and
your place is an insurance nightmare.
It was kind of interesting where some nightmare. Companies yes. were.
And behind this door we have.
Yes, behind the door we have a vehicle that does all sorts of crazy things that can get you killed. Amazing, Cam. Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
But it was interesting seeing which companies looked like a good deal, but they want twice as much to cover that snowmobile.
Correct.
Oh, that I drove twice last year.
Correct.
Okay, sorry. Just again, I just want to confirm this. So they want to do cuts to the income replacement benefit. Any other benefit?
Yeah. They want to cut down on med rehab benefits. They want to cut down
Didn't they do that back in?
Yes. They constantly cut away at the accident benefits, which is supposed to be the no-fault system to get people back in the system.
So what the heck are you paying for?
That's the problem.
You're paying just to have a vehicle?
As they're chipping away, you're paying for less and less, but you still need the coverage because God forbid, 100 times you get involved in a bad accident,
right?
You're on the hook. And your insurance will take you up to whatever your insurance policy is. And that's simple. It's simple as that. Not only are you the hook for other people, but you're on the hook for yourself. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I'm a single mom. I've got two kids. If I can't pay the bills, that's a problem.
Right.
Here's a point a lot of people aren't going to figure out. Lots of folks have older vehicles these days. They are lasting longer, and you get to the point where I don't think I'm going to leave the collision type insurance on it anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that you can opt out today on that, and that's one of the types of things people do. But let's say you don't get in the, God forbid, crash. You just slide in the ice and you take out one section of guide rail and a yield sign.
Right.
Well, besides your vehicle's ruined and you're out your good old reliable there, you're going to have to pay for the stop sign and the guide rails. And if it's on a controlled access highway, that means there's going to be crash trucks hired.
Right.
Then there's a foreman.
Insurance covers anything. It covers that.
Correct.
Well, that type of thing where you say, well, the car's not really worth it. You know, it's an old car. I don't care about it.
No, but she's saying under normal circumstances, your insurance would pay for it.
And right. Typically, it would cover all that. Now, the other interesting thing is, did you know on a provincial highway, when the Royal Schomburg Fire Department shows up there in the 400, you're going to get a bill for it.
What?
It's the municipal fire trucks aren't.
I know ambulance sends you a bill.
Oh, the fire trucks are way more. Okay. So I've seen cases where the car just overheats or something, and then the do-gooders call it in, and then the guy gets at least $1,000 bill. But we'll say this guy goes in the ditch, takes out a stop sign, and wrecks the car. Not serious. Nobody else is injured. You're looking at $5,000-$7,000 maybe, because you're going to have to pay for the emergency vehicles, the closure, the replacement of the sign, maybe some guide rail or other stuff, maybe dent a culvert or something. All this stuff you're going to get stuck for.
Policy that I have? My
million? Yes, you're fine.
You're all fine.
You're fine.
But if you opt out of that kind of thing, if you say it's an old car, now what I do recommend is on any car, whether you're wealthy or not wealthy, are you going to put a claim in for $1,000 or $500? Right. What point? So raise your deductible.
Right.
That'll drop your insurance significantly. Now, there's some things that won't affect your rates. At-fault collisions will. Mm-hmm. So, and this is where I disagree with the city and other road authorities where...
Cam, go off. Go off.
Your windshield gets smashed by something and or a pothole. They go, put it through your insurance.
Right.
If you drive into a pothole, your insurance company says, oh, that's an at-fault collision, even though it kind of wasn't.
Right.
And whether the cops say it's your fault or they feel sorry for you, and go, oh, snowy, you couldn't stop, too bad. You're not getting a ticket. Well, the insurance company always thinks of those as at fault. So a lot of these claims people do, it depends what it is. If a tree,
go home and read my
if a tree falls on your car while it's parked, you won't, your rates typically don't go up.
Right.
But if you back into the tree,
your rates will go up.
Or you hit the pothole.
100%.
There's a lot of that stuff where, or there's sort of a other situation where there's damage to your vehicle.
A break-in or something like that, which is...
Well, there's some you should find out, which is it going to affect your rates or not?
Right.
And then depending on what you're doing, like I hit a pothole in my fancy SUV. Mm-hmm. Actually, I can think of a couple times where it's damaged the wheel. If you go to the dealership, it would have been a couple $1,000s. The wheel was $800 or $900, mm-hmm. and then the tire they want $300 or $400 plus about 150 labor.
So now you've gone well over your deductible on that.
Oh yeah, I made a few phone calls and got a matching wheel from an auto parts wrecker.
Yeah,
and. You end up doing it for $300 or $400.
So, but for people like us,
right,
who don't call auto parts dealers,
yeah, no,
and don't know auto parts dealers. I mean, we know Cam, but
it's $15,000,
correct? And we'd be like, okay, that sounds reasonable, because we're stupid.
Well, some of it you can take to an independent garage and they'll do that for you.
Yeah,
so you don't have to be jacking up the car and
I got
the car
limited time in my day. Literally dropping it off at one mechanic.
The point is that's the whole point of a good broker. A good broker is going to sit down and figure out what your lifestyle is like, what type of person
you
are.
Can you fix it yourself?
Can you fix it yourself? Can you not fix it yourself? If you had to stop working tomorrow for the rest of your life, will you be covered? Will you have enough insurance? And those are the type of discussions that people need to have. It's sexy and easy to get the cheap insurance because, you know, you figure who cares. Mm-hmm. But then they come to me and I see it time and time again with clients where they say, oh, I wish somebody would have told me. I wish somebody would have told me. Why can't we sue for more? Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? That's your policy. That's your policy limits. That's all I can do. We can go after people and take away their condos and take away their houses and ruin their lives. It's not something I prefer to do. We'd like to stay within the insurance limits here and not ruin people's lives. But it's problematic. Somebody becomes quadriplegic, paraplegic.
Okay.
Somebody needs all sorts of help for the rest
of
their life.
But you were saying before that you had like, if I take $1 million, then you get $9 million. So does the other person, can we use their million too?
So it doesn't stack. Policies don't stack. So it's only, if it's $1 million, it's $1 million. So you want to make sure that you're covered for yourself. That's why I did the $10 million for myself, because this way I know I'm covered for myself and for my kids.
And anyone else.
And anyone I hit is covered, so they can't come after. Listen, I have a house. I have an actual asset. Yeah. I don't want somebody to come after my asset and come after my house. Those are the type of discussions you need to have, because they're accidents for a reason. Nobody's doing this on purpose. Some people are, but we're not.
Right.
Normal people are not plowing into people on purpose.
I know, but that's a different discussion. It's such a difficult time to do that, just because it's like, okay, now we're going to give it all these opt-out. You're going to have to pay a little bit more if you want coverage for the income replacement benefit, or if you want the medical benefit. And then on top of thing, everyone else, I don't know if you guys have read in the news, but people are struggling out there financially. So it's just like, this is just another, like, it's like another thing to have to think about and worry about. And for an average person who's just trying to make ends meet and what have you, just trying to get point A to point B to go to work, and something happens along the way, it just, it's really unfortunate how it's being bogged down on the drivers versus
you know what
the
we should
insurance
cover,
companies.
Though?
Like it's just it's think, crazy to me.
I think Sandra will back me up on this. A lot of people tell fibs to save money. So we're opting in, opting out. So you're commuting 100 kilometers each way. Maybe you fudge it and save, oh, pleasure use only. I just saved $200. Mm-hmm. I don't use it for work and you do use it for work. Mm-hmm. Any of these, sort of, we're just talking car insurance at the moment, but the same goes for home insurance, by the way.
Yeah. Yes.
If you, I call it sort of fraud as a cop, but the insurance companies call it material misrepresentation of fact.
Right, because we can't say fraud. Fraud is too strong a term, but yes.
But the first thing the claims investigators do is look to see if they got an out.
Yes,
and 100%. I see that all the time. So even putting, souping up your car a little bit, depends on the insurance company. I've got a bunch of my cars with Hagerty, and they will insure hot rods.
Right.
And they want a picture and some other things, but they go, okay, and price is fine. Mm-hmm. Other companies won't even consider it.
Right.
And even home insurance, while we're on the topic of liability, because of that, it comes through the doors here a lot, slip and fall. You decide to do short-term rental on your house.
Yeah.
If you just put it on Facebook Market yourself,
right?
Your insurance doesn't cover it at all.
Right.
There's no home insurance. There's no companies that will cover any sort of commercial use at all. There's only a few that will even entertain it. Most home insurance companies say, nope, sorry, you got to go somewhere else. If you put it through Airbnb or another platform, if you go on their platform, they will cover it. Although there are exceptions and limits, but a lot of people don't know that. And I often hear, and I've seen the comments on our social media, what they don't know won't hurt them.
Yeah.
And I see that as a cop. People, you pull over the soupy car,
right?
And it's in
basic policy of insurance.
Well, it's in Grandma Maria's name,
right?
And what, a Grandma Maria put the header and the blower on this
Grandma
thing?
Grandma Maria is really into the souped-up cars.
Yeah.
What I see, hey, which
you
is
guys
worse,
live at Woodbridge? They are.
Well, that's. I wasn't going to say that, but that's
where I grew up. So I can say.
What I see that becomes very problematic is people using out-of-town addresses to get the cheaper insurance. So we've
live
had
in Brampton and you put it somewhere else?
Either you put it somewhere else. Now, it's half a problem when you put it in Ontario, but then I have people registering them in Quebec because Quebec is much cheaper insurance because they have a public system, and now you can't sue.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Right, and people don't realize that.
All right.
In general, be honest.
Be honest. Okay, so that was a lot to take on. I really got to get on a call with my broker.
Well, it takes only a few seconds, though, of investigation to figure
minutes,
out.
All it takes.
Yes.
So to summarize, everyone, insurance is required. You need it. It's there for you in the event that you hurt somebody or injure somebody or whatever the case may be. In any instance, you need insurance. However, extremely important, as we've discussed, get a broker. Figure out your policy. Know what your deductibles are. Tally it up. See what you can afford. But also remember, if you're not covered, you're not covered. Please, I gotta call my broker.